They didn't wear them everyday work clothes.
They wore different
set of clothes for that.
And say if a man's old clothes were wearing out, he'd have to go to town to buy himself a
new set of Sunday clothes. Or a new set of work clothes.
When you go to buy clothes, do you have any trouble getting the right size, or can you buy them pretty easily right off the rack?
Generally, you can buy them the right size in the waist without any trouble, but you have to have them cut off at the ankles. They're too long. As a rule.
Doesn't fit exactly right?
No, they don't fit exactly right. You have to have them cut off. They have a fellow they call the tailor in town here that does that kind of work. And they take the measurement of your pants and set it down and send them to the tailor. Journey in a couple of hours, they're back to the store and you can get them in. They fit you. Like you ought to.
Have you ever heard of anybody that put a shirt in water that was too hot for it?
Done what?
Put a shirt in water that was too hot for it.
Oh yeah, I've seen shirts. These some kind of nylon shirt or something of that kind, it'll just melt them up together. When you put them in the water, run them. It'd be too hot for them, yeah.
Will that, if the water's too hot, will that make them get smaller too?
Yes, it'll draw them up, if it has any effect on them at all. Some kinds of shirt won't stand hot water. They have to be dry clean.
Have you ever seen a kid stuff so many things in his pockets that before long his pocket will begin to,
bulge out?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. You see that commonly. See a lot of these old men do that.
Right. Just carry about everything in the world with them, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
What would, you know, sometimes when a young girl is getting ready to go out with a boy, she'll like to spend a lot of time in front of the mirror before she goes out.
We always call it primping.
Primping. Well, what if, you know, if a boy was doing the same thing before he got ready to go out, what would you say he was doing?
Same thing, he'd been primping.
Been primping too?
What do we call it?
What about this thing that women carry around with them, keep all their things in?
They have bags.
Ever heard that called anything else?
Yeah, I heard it called other things. Some of them call it the satchel, the handbag, or the valise. All said stuff of that.
That same thing is what some people might call a purse.
Yeah, a big purse, yeah. Big purse.
Do they usually have something smaller than that they might keep change in?
They generally have what they call a change purse. They put it in that big purse to keep the change in most of the money. Called a coin purse.
Coin purse.
Yeah.
Did men used to carry those around with them too?
They still do.
Still do.
A coin purse. Some of them carry billfolds, call it. And most of them nowadays they carry a billfold and a coin purse both.
Well, what about these things that women like to wear around their wrists, you know, for looks?
Oh, them old, what do you call them? Well, them old wristwatch is one thing they like to wear. But there's another called, I can't even call the name of that thing go around there. I know it too, but I can't think of it to say my name. Bracelet.
Well, don't they usually wear something around the neck too?
Yeah, beads. String of beads, necklace.